This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Holly Musselwhite. I am the Kinetics Clinical Educator for 2 years now. And today we're going to be talking about the Great Lakes region and what it's like to live and work and travel in this area. And in the meantime, let's see if we can bring our guest on. Daryl, can you hear me? Hi.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry, Holly.
That's hi. Right. Yeah. No problem. Thanks for being on today. So, Daryl, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Okay. I am 34 years old and I work in the Philippines. I graduated in 2010. I started to work as an ER nurse for around 5 years. And then I worked as a triage nurse in a US-based company, which is in the Philippines. And then our clients are here in the USA. And so I decided later on to move here in the USA, and I am now working in Indiana.
That's awesome. And Daryl, just for our audience, I know I introduced myself earlier, but I will tell you that my background is also in nursing and predominantly in the med-surg setting, which I have a passion for, but it sounds like you have a passion for ER. So that's the great thing about nursing is you can enjoy certain facets more than others, and you can find opportunities very widely to meet people's interests and give them the chance to pursue something that they love. So sounds like you've done that within your career, both in the Philippines and then when you got here. So tell me, why did you decide to come to the U.S.?
Okay. Honestly, I really wanted to be appreciated as a nurse and to work in a hospital setting that is more book based, and I wanted to travel most parts of the USA as well, and I wanted to see my sister who is living here in the USA.
Oh, neat!
So I think that's basically it.
Okay. No, that's very important. I think that's something that's shared among international nurses is a desire to be recognized for the skills and knowledge that they have and to continue to advance those skills and knowledge. So this definitely gives you an opportunity to do that. And why Indiana? Was there any particular reason that you ended up in Indiana?
Okay, so I applied under Kinetics. It was introduced to me by my classmate, who is also here in the USA now, thanks to him. I have a relative in Indiana, which is in the northern part, so I did not really think much about it. So so when I got paired with an employer, which is under Miller's, I did not really hesitate. And then I just go on with the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so how long have you been here in the States now?
Oh, just recently. I came here last June.
So it's not been very long. You might even be finding a lot of things are new and different and still kind of discovering more about Indiana. But hopefully you've had a chance to explore a little bit, too. So how was your arrival when you got here? Was it what you expected?
Yeah, actually, it came in smooth. So before I came here, I was advised by my travel partner that I will be that somebody's gonna take me from the airport to the hotel, and from the hotel to the facility that I'm going to work. And then I stayed at a certain hotel 3 weeks, and I think I'm really thankful about it. Mm-hmm. With it.
It does sound really smooth. That's good. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes it's a little bit stressful when you're traveling that great a distance and you don't know what the place looks like or how it's going to work when you get to the airport and you walk through those doors, you know, you pass immigration and you walk out and it's like, okay, it's a big step, but where's my ride? So that can be nerve-wracking. So you said you had family here. So what had you heard about Indiana or that area of the United States before you got here?
Well, not really much. I heard that it is a suburb place in the USA, which is I really expected. And one thing I know about Indiana is that it is famous about cars, if you've heard about Indy 500. So that gave me that become one of the reason why I choose Indiana as well. So I wanted to visit the museum and everything else. So
I got you. Okay, so Daryl, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I grew up in the South, and my grandfather used to race cars, stock cars, though. So I grew up around NASCAR, and that track that runs, you know, the Indy 500 and all of those big races and the different types of cars it runs, that's on my bucket list. I haven't got there yet. But yes, cars are a big thing in Indiana and in Indianapolis. So I hope you get a chance to go soon and observe some racing activity there, because I've heard it's a great place. I've watched it on TV and I've always enjoyed the events that I get to see. But it's much more fun when you can hear the race live and be there. So I hope you get to do that soon.
Yeah, I hope I will too.
Yeah. Got to take a weekend or something. So you live in Indiana. What is the name of the city that you live in?
Okay, I am currently stationed in Indianapolis, the main city in Indiana.
Yeah, the capital. All right.
Capital, it is.
And so tell me, when it comes to like transportation, because it would be a big city since it's a capital city. So what's the transportation like?
Well, the main transportation of people here is their private cars. However, we also do have buses, which travels from 5 a.m. up until 11 p.m. during the normal days. Yeah, so it's pretty accessible. And the good thing is you only have to pay $1.75 and you are allowed to board buses back and forth unlimited for 2 hours. So that's very cheap.
Yeah, that is very cheap. Yeah. That's probably close to a gallon of gas in some places. So yeah. So yeah. You're very lucky that you can access that level of public transportation. But that is something that we see in a lot of big cities, is there are buses that run. Sometimes there are trains. If you're talking about like Chicago has trains and you know, some of the other big cities in, you know, Minneapolis, Minnesota have this type of public transportation that's not only very accessible, but very affordable. For folks that live outside of big cities, their city may still be big enough to have a bus, but it is not like what you probably would think. So it may be that the buses run in more limited hours and more limited frequency. And so it may not be workable to be to not have your own car. So where I come from, different area of the United States, Central Florida is still a relatively big community. We do have bus systems down there. But for me to get to and from work and not have to try and, you know, figure out how to get, I don't like to get up really, really early to go to work. I like to like make sure I'm on time, but not like, you know, have to count for the bus and whatever. So it's a convenience factor for a lot of folks. But I think what you said earlier about private car being the predominant way that people get around, even in a big city like yours, is pretty normal, even when there's public transport available. Where we see that less is probably in very, very metropolitan big cities like New York City. You know, if you're living in downtown New York, first of all, you probably can't even park a car there without serious expense and risk to your car. So public transportation there looks very different from what it looks like in Indianapolis.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
So does that mean you ride the bus a lot?
When I first came here, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get your car yet?
Oh yeah, I just got a car, but however, it's just a rental car for now. So I applied in a certain company, and then they provided me free car, a rental car for like 3 months. So that's what I'm using right now.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know that program is really, really awesome to kind of get you into your first car without having to wait until you've built some credit here. So, and it's good that you have a nice rental in the meantime. Okay. So you can't work all the time. What are you doing in your free time?
Well, I just sleep actually. because I'm a night nurse. Honestly, they don't have enough staffs right now, so I don't have choice but to work night shifts. I also do render extra days for duties. When I'm off, they will call me, so I have to run there and work. But I make sure that I still have a life work balance. So I sometimes go to the gym, run for a bit, eat outside, and then stay at home. Sleep.
Catch up on sleep. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. You got All it. Right. You did say you eat out. So what kinds of places have you found to eat out there?
Just like the regular fast foods that you can find, like McDonald's, Panda Express. So just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not really catch up on those restaurants and those fine dining because when I wake up, they are already closed. So, you know, I work night shift. I need to sleep when I come here and I adjust my sleep. So I definitely could not go around the city and eat somewhere else, but just fast foods. You know.
All right. So another question. Have you, when you're out and about, have you seen any restaurants where you go, you know what? When I get some time, I want to go there. What kind of cuisine are you looking forward to trying now that you've had a little bit of time to navigate Indianapolis?
So far, I've eaten most of Western cuisine. However, I would love to eat in a Chinese or maybe Asian restaurant, which I can find. I think there are lots of Chinese restaurants here that I would love to try when I get the time, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I really miss those.
There's some good food and a lot of different options in Indianapolis. And you know what I used to do when I was craving a certain type of cuisine and I was stuck at work is DoorDash.
DoorDash,
So if they were still open and I could get the DoorDasher to bring it to my work, let me tell you. I would splurge a little bit so that I could get my craving or my fix. So
it's very convenient too.
Yeah, it is. It is. And in Indianapolis, lots of, you know, there's not just DoorDash. There's a couple other vendors I'm sure that you can order from. And so Uber Eats and all of that stuff. Mm. It adds up. Financially, it's not the best choice for everybody, but it's nice if you can't get to the restaurant. So many restaurants, even little mom and pop places, will have that option for someone to be able to get food and bring it to where you are. So, how's the weather out there?
When I came here, I'm very lucky because I arrived here with a nice weather. So it's in the middle of the summer. It's a little bit scorchingly hot. However, it's It's transitioning to autumn right now. So, I mean, yeah, autumn. So it's like breezy. It's cold at times. And the good thing is that I'm able to learn about their climate because I came from a country which is, you know, always hot. So I'm not culturally shocked. I mean, I'm not shocked from their weather. I have many time to ask people and elicit some advice on how I can adapt to certain weather. So right now I'm preparing for winter and I
get ready. Yeah. It's cool up there. So yeah,
it is.
So the are your leaves when you go outside, do you see some of the leaves starting to change color from greens into like oranges and yellows yet?
No, it's pretty much green. Let me just check. Yeah, it's pretty much green.
It's still green. Okay. So autumn, though, it gets really awesome when you go outside because you do start to see that gradual change of leaves. And then they start to fall eventually and you get into winter. But yeah, it's good to hear you're preparing. So that's the other thing is your wardrobe will have to have quite a bit of diversity because you will have really hot summers. Some people are very surprised when they've moved somewhere in the northern part of the U.S., they're not expecting if they get here how hot it can really be during the summertime. And that's definitely, you want your aircon for sure. So the other thing is if you live closer to the lakes, those bodies of water also are going to be cooler winters. And because there's more moisture coming off the lakes, you end up seeing more snow in those areas that are closer to the lakes. So you have time to get ready, both from a wardrobe perspective, making sure that your driving skills are in order, because of course, when the weather starts up, that's colder and you know, sometimes it's more rainish than snowish, but still you want to be able to be comfortable with the roads. So I'm glad that you're going to have a little time to kind of ease into it. So I know you said you haven't done much since you've been here just yet, but have you heard about some places to go that are maybe close by, things that are like, hey, you really should, now that you're here, you should go here. Is there anything that your family or your coworkers are telling you you ought to go see?
They are telling me to go to the canal. It is a tourist spot here in Indianapolis, and I think it's just right across. Yeah. However, I don't have time, but I would one day want to go there. It's pretty awesome, they said.
Yeah, sounds like you're picking up. Are you doing some extra shifts then?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like you're working a lot. And hey, that's good. That's good when you first start coming in because you can kind of, you know, build up your finances and kind of recover from the move and everything. So yeah, it's close. So you definitely should check it out. And then is there anywhere in the U.S. that you're thinking like, if I get to take a trip, here's where I think I'd like to go?
Yeah, if I am given a chance, I would want to go to Virginia where my sister is at.
Mm-hmm. Visit family. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully you can do that. Virginia is really not that far. You just have to decide fly, drive, plane, train. There are a lot of different transportation options and each of them comes with their own pros and cons. Up in that area, there's still trains that run for passengers. So if you want to be like a little more adventurous, get on a train and go see your sister that way rather than putting all those miles on that car. But there's a lot of neat things to see and do.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.